Hello.
Dad, I'm really sorry, right? I've taken the dogs, I've put them out the back, and I've obviously not locked the gate properly. The dogs have gotten out, and somebody's got the dogs, and they're not giving me them back.
Well, you better go fetch them.
No, they're not giving me them back. I've said to them, like...
But you're not giving them back. Just get them back.
Guys, here with the woman, and I've told them that Tia's mine, and that Hugo and Poppy belong to my mum and dad in that house.
Well, find the police here if they won't give the dogs back.
Well, I was phoning you first.
What the am I going to do on my work?
Well, can you speak to them and tell them?
Yes, put them on the phone.
Hello?
Ah, you've got my dogs.
Your dogs?
Yes, my dogs.
I don't know whose dogs they are. They're running riot in the street.
They're two tiny wee dogs.
They're running about the street, chewing things and all that. I can't be bothered with that.
What the can they chew in the street?
Give me a phone. What is it, mate?
What do you mean, what is it? You say my dogs are running riot.
What? I see, your dogs have not been looked after, by the way, mate.
Not been looked after. Don't talk. Mate.
Don't swear at me, mate, right?
That's nonsense.
God will strike you down.
I'll knock you out, you wee Ned. You don't know who you're talking to.
200 notes you can have it dug back.
How about I take 200 notes out on your face and then we'll see.
I'm going to put the bird back on because my girlfriend's intimidated by her, right?
All right, good.
Hello. They're still not giving me, they're not giving me the dogs back.
Lisa, get my dogs back. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to beat the who's got my dogs.
Do you know what, mate? You're getting a wee bit confrontational.
Confrontational? When till you see me? You're gonna run for the hills, I'm telling you.
You're an angry man, right?
Oh, no, I am an angry man. You've got a dead rat there. I am an angry man. If you f*** with me, my family, or my animals, I'm going to hurt you.
You've gone a wee bit Liam Neeson on me, mate.
Liam Neeson, what are you, movie critic now?
I'm no Barry Norton, you know. Right, why don't we talk Poppy and get this all sorted out, eh? How much...
Poppy, speak English,
you f***. Sorry about that. Talk finance. 100 quid.
How about paying you,
mate,
my dogs.
The bird's going to give me 100 notes. We'll give
right,
you
first
the
of all, she's not a bird, she's my daughter. Right.
Whatever, right. She's your bird, she's your daughter. I don't know.
I've always wanted a pug.
You've always wanted a pug?
Aye. Pugs. You can tell your bird she can just shove a pug up her.
I don't want to talk that way about my good lady, right? I think you
your good
to,
lady, aye.
All I think right, you need to apologise to her right now.
I want an apology.
You want an apology? Well, you can kiss my for an apology.
How very dare you?
Here's what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let the dogs go, right?
Yeah.
But first, as an apology to my good lady, as a show of good faith, I want you to go on all fours and bark like a dog.
It's definitely a wind-up. Who the is this?
If you want to see your dog and your daughter again, you better bark like a dog on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad.
Lisa, you're dead.
Now, this is revenge, Gary, because your good lady phoned our show the other day and outed Lisa for having a party in your house.
Yes, that's right.
And Lisa, did that really happen?
That did really happen.
Oh my God, you're a nutter. You shouldn't be allowed to. I'm coming down to take those dogs off you after all. Gary, lovely speaking to you, mate. Have a great day. I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye, mate. Hey, Lisa, well played. Speak to you later.
Thanks. Bye.